Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into the Athletic Podcast, our weekly athletic podcast on WyomingAthletics.org with the Athletic Director, Jan Wilking. I am Greg Waddell on this Monday morning. Jan, how'd the weekend treat you? How's your Monday going thus far?
Well, it's been a busy Monday. The weekend was athletically slow, but Saturday night was prom. So I'm sure we have some tired kids walking the halls this morning at 8 a.m. when school started.
Well, that's good that you got an athletic director that understands these kind of other school social activities and gives them the whole weekend off to celebrate.
Yes. So we got a big week ahead of us.
Let's look ahead to it. So really for the first week getting into the track season, they've kind of had kind of a quiet spring thus far, but that's going to change here very quick.
Yes, indeed. They have two big meets this week, Tuesday and Thursday. I think they're traveling to Deer Park on Tuesday, which is always a good meet with our CHL rivals. And then Thursday, they're headed to Mount Healthy.
So two meets in 3 days. That'll be an interesting couple of days there for the young athletes, both the boys and the girls. But they've had a little time to kind of get ready and prepare for this. So that'll be a fun week for them. So best of luck to them. Also, tennis, as far as things going, just got underway last week as well. And looking ahead, it's going to pick up an awful lot here, too, in the upcoming week.
It is. Tennis had a great week last week. They still are undefeated, but got four matches this week with a big one on Friday. So big week for them for sure.
Absolutely. So we wish them all the best of luck for the young men on the tennis side of things. Let's swing over to the field and lacrosse. And both the boys and the girls, they have been in action for a little bit here since the season got started a little bit earlier for the lacrosse. And looking to what they've done, nice start for the boys, although they had a little tough one last Friday night.
Yeah, that was a hard overtime loss to CHCA, but they'll be right back at it today. They travel to McNick for what will be a 6 o'clock game. That time just got changed this morning. So varsity only at 6 o'clock today, and then a couple more games this week, but certainly some tough non-league games coming up for them, and we'll see what we have.
Yep, it's, as you mentioned, McNick and then Fenwick on Wednesday, and then it'll be Winton Woods on Friday, so a game every other day. So hope they can have some success during the course of the week. The girls' lacrosse, wow, what a great start they're off to here as they get ready for another busy week this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I was surprised or if the coaches are surprised at this point. But, we're a really young team, but they certainly have come together and have some great leadership. And we'll see what we can do. If we can maintain the pace we're playing now, we should be in good shape.
Yeah, you maintain the pace you're going on right now. It's an undefeated season. That's a pretty good pace.
Yeah, right.
The pace to set. Obviously, the season and the conference can be very, very tough. Kings coming up on Tuesday night. That'll be over at Kings. And then on the home field on Thursday against Summit Country Day. So best of luck to them. Let's swing over to softball and baseball. And let's go to the softball side of things first and check out how things have fared thus far. But more so looking ahead to what's still to come coming up this week, weather pending, of course.
Weather pending. Well, they're on a two-game winning streak, so that's good news. This week we have Marymount today and Wednesday, and then I believe on Tuesday in between we travel to Roger Bacon, which is always a good non-league matchup for us. And then Friday, our CHL rival, Madeira. So certainly a big week both in the CHL and with that non-league game at Bacon for the girls.
Absolutely. So, well, good luck to the young ladies and hoping for great things to talk about coming up at this point next week. And then finally for the baseball side of things, let's take a look there for what they've got coming up here. It's going to be a fairly busy week for baseball as well. They got four games coming up this week.
Yeah, really busy week. Hopefully the weather holds out for us. I think today's the riskiest day of the week. But same thing, we host Marymount. Or I'm sorry, we travel to Marymount today, and then tomorrow, I believe we play Northwest, or just JV plays Northwest. So this week we have Marymount in terms of league, and then on Friday, Madeira, and then our Reds showcase game on Saturday at 4 o'clock at Roselawn Park. That's always a great event for spectators. over there at Rosemont Park, the Reds Urban Youth Academy at 4 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, Tom Gamble and his group with the Reds Futures High School Showcase, they do such an outstanding job. And it's kind of the baseball way, like we do for the football and the Crosstown Showdown, they do it for baseball as well. And if you haven't been out to that complex as well over in Roselawn, it is really fabulous. So should be a good time for the guys to get a chance to play on those fields over there. But four games this week, so best of luck to those young men. And Jan, we appreciate your time as always. I know you're in a busy stretch here as well, so we will let you go, and that way we'll get caught up about this point next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Jan, appreciate your time as always. Jan Wilking, Athletic Director at Wyoming High School. It is our Wyoming Athletic Director podcast on WyomingAthletics.org. I'm Greg Waddell for ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.